there are things that not that cannot stand between you and what God has for you. Amen.
Amen.
Not even the rain. I only have about 25 minutes. So I don't know how I'm going to do this. Because I had a lot to say. I know I'm preaching next Sunday as well. But it's a lot. So I needed the two Sundays. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you whatever the Lord allows me to give you in 25 minutes. It will be enough. And then we'll see what happens next Sunday. I've been talking about the church. And last week I introduced the topic. Because of time, I will not recap. So if you are not around, go and get it. Because it lays the foundation for what I am talking about. Today, let's read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
Christ.
Next. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
Moyo omubiri gonna bwe kugatibwa obulungi ne gunywezebwa awamu buli nyingo ngereeta ebyayo okukola mu kigera okwa buli kitundu bwe kuli omubiri gweyongerenga kula mu kwezimba ne mu kwagala.
Hallelujah. So, we've been talking about the body, the church that is the body of Christ. And you are the church. Therefore, you are the body. So here scripture says, I'm going to read from my version, which is TPT. I don't know if you have it. Do you have it? I'm going to read from what I have here. It says, all our direction and ministries flow from Christ and lead us deeper into him, the anointed head of his body, the church. I touched it a bit last week. Who is the head? Christ. But he's not just the head. He is the anointed head. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Christ means the anointed one. Amen. So, as the head of the church, he has been anointed. He is the anointed one. Many times, as a church or as individuals, we ask God for the anointing, right? We say, anoint us. And we want to be anointed. But as the body, our head has been anointed. When they anoint your head, does it mean your body is not anointed? When they were anointing David, they poured the oil on his head. Because that's the only place they needed to pour it. Once they pour on their head, then the body is anointed. Hallelujah. The same anointing that is on Christ is flowing down to us. Do you understand? The same anointing that Christ has, Christ, the anointed one, we are his body, so we are anointed. Are you with me? Are you feeling cold? No. Okay. Colossians 1:18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. 1:18 He also is the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand fast and be preeminent.
Era oyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa oyo lubereberye era omubereberye w'omubafu ye alyoka abeerenga olubereberye mu byonna.
Amen. So Christ has gone before us.
At Christo,
that's why he's our head.
Yes,
he went to death, and from the dead he brought life. So anything that you are going through or that you require, Christ has already done it. He's already victorious in that place. He has already made a way. He has already gone ahead of you. That is why he is our head. That is why there is nothing you are going through. Even the rain this morning, what happened when he had to go to the boat and there was a storm? He walked on water. You understand? Christ has a solution for everything. Because he has gone before you. You need to trust your leader. That teacher you're trusting has not gone through what Christ went through. Even your parent that you trust more than Christ, they have not gone through what Christ went through. Like I said last week, they have not shed blood for you. Even your husband, your wife, they don't love you more than God. They love you, but not more than God, not even equal to God. Trust your leader, Christ. He is the head. He is the anointed one. He has gone through everything, even the things you have not gone through. And he has come out victorious. The only way you're going to come out in victory is when you trust his leading. You look at your life. Every time you have done your own thing and you say binebya mukama bigira bite bibera, all right,
and you have put things of God aside,
let's be honest, what happens? Even when it seems to be going well, you make all your plans, you're sure kino kija kola.
The things are going to work out.
But you get somewhere and you're like, mukama.
No, you ask God,
if you don't come out for me, what if as a body, from the beginning, we just trusted our lordship, our headship, the anointed one, because as you yield to him, that anointing flows to you. Amen.
Amen.
So Christ, our head. The next line says, sorry, I don't have verses, so I'm not sure which verse, but after it says, anointed head of the body, the church, it says, for his body, and that's my version. I'm sorry, TPT. So let me just read. For his body has been formed in his image.
I'm reading
from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Yeah. Verse from 15 to 16.
So I'm back.
Yeah. It says, for his body has been formed in his image. So what does it say about us? What does it say? We are formed in his image. Okay, so today my plan is to talk about three things. But I have 15 minutes. I may talk about one. Formed in his image. We know that, right? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So does that mean that we all look like God in the physical?
Chitegeza nti wetu etufana katonda mubuliwo.
Well, is that what it means?
Chitegeza.
That if I look at Patrick and I draw a picture of Patrick, then I've drawn a picture of God.
Bwentunulya musoma Patrick nengwe chifana nche mba ntegede kanda kwafanana.
What did God mean when he said, let us make man like us? He explains. He said, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness. And then it says, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air. I won't finish. But the kind of image Christ was talking about, God was talking about, was that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are the ones who created the universe. They had authority over everything. So when he said, let us create man in our image, he was saying, let them be like us. That they will rule over the birds. They will govern. They will have authority over creation. That's the image he was giving us. That image of authority. That's why right after he says, can we just do KJV? You have KJV? Yes, you do. So God created man in his own image. The image of God he created. No, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Now, that semicolon means, now I'm explaining our likeness. Let them have dominion. Do you understand? Let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. That's the image that God gave us. So when Adam fell, what did we lose? We lost communion, but we also lost that image. Then we had no authority. Then we had to succumb to the seasons of the world. That we know there's seed time and harvest, right? If you go to the fig tree when it is not its time, do not expect fruit. Now we run away from animals. You meet a lion, a rat, a cockroach. We shall not go there, but even me, if I see a rat, I shall not stay. But we have been given dominion. That's why That's why Eve was sitting there and talking to a snake.
Yesonga lwachi kawa yasobola okubanga atula nayogera nomusota.
Because they had dominion.
Kubanga yaino obuyinza.
They could tell the animals. How did Adam name the animals?
Adam yatuma atya amanya ensolo.
And the animal knows that this is my name. He was speaking a language that could speak to all the animals. I can't wait. I can't wait for heaven. Because you can speak to the flowers. To the grass. To the mountains. You see, now they tell you, you can tell this mountain, move from here and go there, and all of you go like, Kololo mountain, you tell it to move to where? The faith is little. Do you understand? But scripture says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain. And of course, we've changed it. We've said, yes, the mountain is the problems in our lives, the situations, the circumstances, the things. How about just the mountain? How about you just take the word for what it is, the mountain? I bet you Adam in his day, if he could say, this river looks nice, but it will look better here. You see, I think the Nile will look better here. And he just goes, move, come here. That's how much authority he had. But he could just say, this mountain, it is in the way. I can't see God bulungi, cut fast move. That's the image we were created in. Romans 8:29. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. So, the one God knew before, all of us keep saying that, right? Before I was in my mother's womb, who did what? He knew me. He called me by name. We declare those things. So, scripture is saying the one that he knew before, he predestined to be what? To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, in Genesis, it was, let us make man in our image. After the fall, God is saying, the one that I have predestined, I have planned that they would be conformed to the image of his son. What does he say about his son? He says, Christ is the express image of God. He says, if you see me, you have seen the Father. Let's connect the body. We are coming. Now, I have been conformed into the image of his son. His son is the image of the Father. What does that say about me? Me in Christ, Christ in me, and oh, the Father in Christ, Christ in the Father, Christ in me. Who is in me now? You see, God elevated it. At first, he just gave us authority. It was just an image. And now he's like, you're in the image of Christ, my son, who has my image. When you see Christ, you have seen the Father. When you see me, you have seen Christ. You see, this is it. When we get born again, And this is the picture God painted for me. Patrick is bigger than me. Come. Stand in front of me. So Patrick is Christ.
Patrick is Christ.
Face the other side. This is Christ.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
This is me.
Oh, no, yeah.
When I am in Christ.
When I am in Christ.
I this is the picture I had. In the beginning. This is tiny me here. Every time we go before God, God sees
Christ.
He can't see me. But remember, I am being conformed into the image of Christ. Do you understand? Now that conformation for me is like I am growing into Christ. How Christ behaves, how Christ walks, I become to the point that when God sees me, there's no difference. Do you understand? At first, Christ, God has to see Christ. Only Christ. Because you have not yet been conformed. You have just placed yourself in Christ. And you're just there. But the more it says, as you look into the mirror, what is the mirror? The word. The word of God is Christ. That means even when I'm being conformed, you know, at first I was like this, but there has to be a point when it is like this, that when I look into the word, I begin to see who I am. I begin to understand as he is, so am I. If he has all power and authority, he has put on Christ. All power and authority has been put on me. Christ, the anointed one. Carol, the anointed one. Simply because as I look into the word, I begin to see who I really am. Because I am in Christ. He is in me. The Father is in Christ. Therefore, the Father is in me. Oh, as I see Christ, I behold the Father. I begin to see the image. That even me, I can't tell the difference. Where does Carol stop? Where does Christ begin? There's no line. All I see is Christ. Because Carol must die. Jesus died for Christ to be. Carol must die. Carol doesn't need to live. Carol stays at the cross. Because if I insist on Carol, then I can't carry the resurrection power. Carol must die that Christ may live. It is not I, but Christ who lives in me. I have to die that the image of God, that people would see me, but they can't see me. Aren't you tired of being seen? How has it helped you? How have you profited from being seen? Temporary things. They see you today, then tomorrow you wear the wrong thing, they can't see you. How has it profited you to be seen? You stay poor because there's no authority. There's no power. All power and authority has been given to Christ. And then Christ says, and the same power you have given me, I have given to the church. So how do you tap into what the church has been given? You don't come as Carol. You come as Christ. Even even Jesus, he didn't come as Jesus. He has to come as Jesus Christ. He has to come as Jesus the Christ. Because if he just comes as Jesus, then he's Mary's son, Joseph's son.
How?
He has to wear Christ. That's where the power is. Because on earth, he needed the Holy Spirit. Did Jesus do anything without the Holy Spirit? He could not. Because that's where the power was. But now he says, I go. And I send you the Holy Spirit. Why? Because where he is, he doesn't need the Holy Spirit. He is the Christ. He's seated in the heavenly places at the right hand. And all the Holy Spirit is helping us do is see Christ. You think you're going to be conformed to the image without the Holy Spirit? It's not about what you do and how you do things. It's about your heart. It's not about I come to church, I fast, I pray for 5 hours. Like a poor dog. This dog is waiting for the manifestation of the true sons of God. That dog is suffering because of us. You see those dogs fighting? They lived in harmony. We are the ones who caused that division. And now creation waits for us to rise up and know our true image, that there are certain things that cannot happen. But it is normal. We look at those dogs and say, Bambi, the lion eating the deer. Do you know why? I have a feeling they were vegetarian. Lions are vegetarian. They started eating after the fall. God will tell me, but I have a feeling they didn't need to eat deers to survive. They didn't need to eat each other. The animal kingdom is in a cycle of, what do they call it? The hunted and the prey. It is in that cycle because of us. God will show us. But the only time they killed, God killed an animal, was after Adam and Eve had sinned. To give them clothes. Do you understand? Before that, they didn't even need clothes, so there was no use for their hides. We didn't need those things. When you understand that all the beauty you see here is not even a tenth of its original beauty. Can you imagine a tree, a mango tree that has fruits every single day of the year, in and out of season? That scripture in Psalms, that you will be like a tree planted by the riverside that never ever, in and out of season, you bear fruit. Let me tell you, these trees, they don't like us right now, because back in the day when they were in
Eden,
you just had to imagine a tree grown and it just
brrrr.
But now they have to go through a process. And God forbid that we drive over them or we mistreat them or our animals come and eat them. Do you understand? Creation needs the church to understand who they are. Because when the sun, when we rise up and understand the true image, even creation is redeemed. So, in the image The church is in the image of Christ. You are in the image of Christ. I've only done one point. It is well. The last scripture, 2 Corinthians
3:18.
But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So that's what I was explaining earlier. You're not going to be changed into the image of Christ by your works. Because the image of Christ is not about the physical appearance. It is a heart thing. That you have to have the heart of a warrior, the heart of a lion, and yet the heart of a lamb. That you have to have the heart of an eagle that can see from far, and then still have such a soft heart like a dove. Do you understand? You're not going to do that by yourself. Because you want to know when to bring out the lion. You want to know when to be like a dove. But as you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, He will tell you, here, wait. Here, don't speak. And here He will say, you be like Jesus that chased all the people from the temple. First run mad. First wait abule. A holy anger. And then sometimes He will tell you, But you see, some of us were walking in our flesh. We're like, Jesus chased the guys. All of you kati mufulume, and it is, you're in error. You're not going to do it with your actions. You're going to do it with your heart. Because all of us can see your actions. But the heart we can't see. Do you know how we see your heart? By your fruit. Not your actions. Your fruit. Your fruit will speak for you. Some of you, we eat your fruit and it is bitter. And we don't come back. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If we don't yield to the Holy Spirit, we won't know when to do what. We can't be in the image of Him without the one who it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Let's stop there. I am worried that we won't finish the topic, but it is well. What am I going to do, Holy Spirit? It is well. I think next Sunday I'll only do the two.
Sunday,
the two points I didn't finish today. And the other 3 points will be for a season left unto God. Yes. May the Spirit minister to you. Because there is nothing the Spirit cannot do. He's here to teach us all things. He'll even teach you the things that I don't know yet. So let's rise up and pray. Have you gotten something today? Are you living with something? Just begin to pray in the spirit. How many of us here do not pray in the spirit? If you're here and you do not speak in tongues, just put up your hand. Okay, come to the front. If you do not speak in tongues, come to the front. Come and stand here. This gift is for you. When we say that you will be led by the Spirit, you need the spiritual language as well. You see, when you pray in understanding, you can only pray for so long. Pray for your chicken, your goats, your house, your car, your mother, your father, this. After some time, you run out. When you pray by the Spirit, you even begin to pray for things you don't know. That is how you align yourself. Sometimes you're praying, and you are aligning yourself. You are telling yourself, Carol, listen to the word of God. You are beginning to declare your destiny. So it is very important that you pray in tongues way more than you pray in understanding. So right now, begin to go in tongues. I said something earlier. I said Carol has to die that Christ may live. Your language that you love very much, the English, the Luganda, the Runyankole, let it die. The language of tongues is far superior. You can say one word or one sound and you have declared 1,000 things that you can't do in English. I want us to understand. If we are to be conformed in the image, there are things we have to let go of. Your mind does not understand the tongues right now, but give it time. Begin to speak that language and your soul is going to begin to receive instruction from your spirit man. That's how we are conformed. Just for 2 more minutes, begin to speak in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands right now. The Spirit of God is repositioning some people in this place. I see some of you as you pray in tongues this week, you're going to begin to have encounters with God. And they are birthing something for the end times. God is calling us to rise up. So as you go and begin to speak in tongues, He's going to pour out an anointing. Oh, Rashatata Kasatata Randelere Bokoshabaka Sototo Rikatata Lara Koshandere Kos. kasa. Rande rekosha tatakasa. Ila rakota kande kesata. Ila bakande rekosha tatakasa. O razekete kela rakasha. Rinda rakosa tatatatata. Arasekete. God wants to send someone today. God wants to send someone. There's an assignment that he wants to give somebody. Ekete kela karabakasha. Ekete kela rabasha. I'm reminded that last week I declared that there were people waking up from sleep. And today God is saying, during the week there are people that have been asking God. They've been saying, God, I want to wake up. They've been seeking him. And God is saying he's beginning to give his assignments to his people. So it's an encouragement if you're the one and you've been praying and telling God, show me, open my eyes. God is saying, I am with you. And he's going to give you an assignment. Just tarry a little longer. Don't give up. He has an assignment with your name on it.
I know mulimo gulike erinyalyo.
Resheketa laba hashanda rabokosa. Risa tata karabokoshata. Risa tata larabosaka. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you choose us as part of your body. Thank you for choosing City Church Kampala, to be part of you. And as a church, we yield ourselves to you. We are yours. Do with us. Do with us what you will. Let your will be done. We don't have much. In fact, we don't have anything. But we give that anything to you. We give you ourselves. We give you this building. We give you this land. We give you this area. We give you what we consider to be City Church. We give you that sign. That when people see that sign, they see you. That your name would be lifted up. We give you this road. We give ourselves to you. Use us.
Hallelujah.
But before you use us, conform us to your image. May we die that you would live. City Church Kampala dies.
City Church Kampala ifa.
That Christ would reign.
Katonda Kristo abere omulamu.
We die
tufa.
That you would reign.
Ufuge.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I know if you're part of this church, by the authority invested in me, we all just died. That God's will may be done in us. Just by the fact that you submitted to this church, We are dead. May you experience the resurrection power of Christ in your life. As we see it in our church, may you see it in your life. May you see it in every area of your life. Amen. Amen. And if you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, I welcome you to come. Those of us that have received the Holy Spirit, please practice that new language. Is there anyone here who would like to give their lives to Christ?